Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. All right, so I am just going to jump straight into it. At the end of episode 544, which is two episodes ago, we were talking about the succession process that I'm going through because it's now public. And there were a couple things that I wanted to say, but we just ran out of time. So here is kind of my... So if you haven't listened to episode 544, pause, go back, listen, and then come back. Okay, so here are my two statements. In light of how you ended the episode, Todd, two things came to my mind, especially as it relates to succession. One is what Van der Blumen and Warren Bird, you know, in their book Next, they talk about that every pastor is an interim pastor?
Yeah.
So that's the first statement. And the second statement is one that you said, and this is because years ago we did a conference on succession that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, all those videos are on Ministry Grid, right?
Yeah, I ended up turning it into a course. Succession at every level is what I'm sure you're talking about.
Yeah, perfect. So on Ministry Grid, there's actually an incredible, like all the sessions, it was just so good. But I remember as we were planning out the conference, Todd, you kept on saying, hey, we need to make sure that succession happens at every level. Succession is happening at every level, especially as it relates to leadership pipeline, right? Leading self, leading others, leading leaders, leading kind of your yeah. ministry area and your senior leader. So those are the two statements that was just so glaringly just running in my mind, because you were like, hey, if you're listening to this and you're a church planter or a campus pastor and you're like, hey, success, I'm not a boomer ready to retire, I'm a millennial, right? Or I am a Gen Z, or I'm a Gen X that's leading and I have so many more years left, why do I even need to listen to this? Well, it's because of those two statements.
For sure. And I mean, you know, like, if you are a great leader who has another opportunity, either at your church or elsewhere, mm-hmm. or, you know, with something else, and it all falls apart when you leave, or it's a mess to clean up when the next guy gets there, or fill in the blank, then you're not a great leader who That's probably right. should have gotten a new opportunity.
Yeah. Well, how you leave, I would say, is even more important than how you start.
Yes, for sure. You want to make sure that I have always been that guy who wanted to make sure that things were set up really well when I left. In student ministry, the last student role I had was at Liberty Heights in Ohio. And, you know, our student ministry is about 300 or 400 kids, so it was a good size ministry. And they had hired so I gave them, you know, all the notice I could, which was almost 6 months of notice, because they asked me and I obliged. And they thought they had hired my replacement. And P.S., they didn't involve me in that process. So good decision, bad decision, I don't know. Yeah. But the guy ends up backing out less than 2 weeks before I'm supposed to start my new job.
Oh no.
And I was starting on June 1st. So, I still probably have one copy of this. I ended up making a summer movie series, like classic movies, clips from classic movies and discussion guides and all of that, so that, they could basically just press play and at least, get through, you know, another critical time of the year where we were usually, we did camp and that was about it. Like, it wasn't high season for us was whenever schools was in, because we had a really strong strategy, but still I didn't want to leave them mm-hmm. Hanging. So I can remember, I don't know how many hours I worked on it, but it was... I didn't sleep for weeks between getting our family, or not our family, it was me and Amy at the time, but getting our stuff ready to move to DC trying to add value already to McLean, and then, you know, leaving well was super important. And I just took 3 minutes for a podcast. Sorry.
No, that's awesome. And you know what, Todd, before you go on, that I just want to say that is an incredible picture of leaving well, right? We have books like The First 90 Days. There should probably be one called The Last 90 Days, because I mean, how you leave and what you did there. I mean, this is the bride of Christ, right? This isn't, we're not just leaving a job when we leave and when we right. wrap up. I know we're talking about the beginning, but the wrap up of, you know, if you're outgoing, if you're succession, if you're doing succession and you're outgoing, I mean, yeah, this is the bride of Christ we're talking about. So it's huge.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, for planters, multi-site guys, and other guys that just enjoy listening to this podcast, you know, some of you have sabbaticals worked into your structure or framework of how, you know, the church makes sure that you stay sharp and stay close to the Lord. You should be able to take that time. You should never not be able to, you know, go away on vacation or step out and do, you know, 6 weeks out or 12 weeks out or whatever it is you might get if you get that kind of a thing. You should be able to almost step out at any time.
Yeah,
that's and right. someone step in, because you should always be developing a successor. So yeah. That whole idea of succession at every level is that if your 9:30 preschool hour director is paid, or if they're a volunteer, it doesn't matter. That person should be able to tell you two or three people that, you know, and rank them that could potentially take over if they were out, because, you know, whether something like COVID hits or a family member has cancer and they have to, you know, take care of them. Or if their spouse changes jobs or whatever it is, all these quote unquote emergencies that we push off and think will never happen, happen all the time. And if you have a succession culture, if you have a succession, framework in mind, then you're going to be ready. And people think of succession as a bad thing, but it's not. I mean, could just as easily be that somebody gets promoted and moved up, and then there's another opportunity there.
Yeah, honestly, in terms of an audit or a litmus test, COVID is an incredible example, because it's like, okay, if someone on your team tests positive for COVID, what's going to happen this weekend, right? When they're isolating and when they're getting treatment, do you have like, does every position have a, do you have a succession culture? And do you have that where anyone can step into anyone else's role? Like everyone has that backup. And it's not just like a temporary, it's like, okay, not just when I need to quarantine from other people for a little bit, but what if they need to go on the ventilator, right? Then what, do you have a plan for that? So I think right now really is what's happening right now in our world is really giving people a sense as to, okay, do we have a succession culture or not?
So if you had a pipeline in place, you should not have blinked after a couple of days of, you know, getting around a table or two. You wouldn't have to blink. Why? Because it doesn't matter what area of ministry that you have. I have a couple things going for me. First, I know what all my positions are in my church: volunteer positions, leader of leader positions, whether you call that a coach or a director or what. But, you know, that coaching element is there just depending on how big your church is. If not, you at least have probably some ministry directors. And again, these are not necessarily paid positions, but it's talking about level of responsibility. Am I responsibility for just myself and serving? Am I responsibility for others? Or am I responsible for teams or a whole ministry? Now, if I have core competencies down and I've trained people in those core competencies, it doesn't matter what leadership role they move into. If they're leading others, I can shift those people around within the church very, very easily, because the core of what they need is there. Now, you know, the role may change. And P.S., even if I had trained them for the role of small group leader or ushers or whatever, it changed during COVID anyway. Oh, so it didn't matter. So you would have been totally ready because there would have been so many new roles or roles that are shifted or roles that were paused and put into something else. But you'd be ready because you already had a framework down and you already had that those positions filled, at least similar positions filled elsewhere. The other thing is you'd have clear job descriptions that you could update and easily be able to provide people a clear pathway forward. So
yeah,
that's how when people think succession and pipeline, how do those two things go together? That's how they go together, because it's easy for me to give you a development plan when I know your position and what those competencies you need. And then the next, you know, step up for you in leadership, I already know those competencies as well. So I now have something to train you toward and release you.
Yeah.
You add that to the transition of responsibility that people can find in your book or in Pipeline, where we talk about the triangles all the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You put those two things together and now you have everybody is in a learning and teaching, just virtuous cycle of learning and teaching, learning and teaching. So everybody actually has a successor that they're working with, and they are also part of somebody else's succession plan as well.
Yeah, no, that's, I love this. I love this because it gives us, it's giving our podcast listeners a clear picture as to what this could look like. And you know what, here's the thing. We are still in COVID, right? The election has passed, but we are still in COVID. And I know it's different everywhere in the world, but I would say, regardless of where you're at, you're probably not running the ministry, your ministry in the exact same way that you were pre-March of this past year, right? So with that being said, if you are kind of where Beulah is, was, and is, hey, we were in the middle of looking at and relaunching our leadership pipeline. And through COVID, because we weren't running our ministries at the way we were before COVID hit, our team had more time. Our team had more time to be able to work on the core competency work and all this stuff. So perhaps you're listening in, you're like, oh, you know, when can I start? It's too late. I don't have it. Well, now is actually the best time to start because you're probably not running at the same level that you were before. So I mean, yeah. So I would just encourage you to dig into that. And if you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, because this is one of the first episodes that I've tuned into, then in the show notes, we'll put a link to a primer course on Leadership Pipeline that's on Ministry Grid for free.
Good deal.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for listening into this episode. Be sure to leave a question if you have a follow-up one at speakpipe.com/newchurches. If you're on your mobile device or if you're on your computer, just go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. We'll catch you next time.